Alrighty, y'all. We are now joined by today's winner of the Black Star 250 presented by BTS Rewards. Presented by BTS Rewards at Richmond Raceway. Kaden Huddycutt, driver of the number 11 Tricon Garage Toyota. Kaden, this was a mostly dominant day for you. Obviously that pit cycle in stage three, you know, put some things into question. But what was ultimately going through the team's mind as, that caution came out and how you were ultimately able to close the day out?
Yeah, we're definitely focused on making sure that we got it, the lead lap back. Once we had that back, I was pretty okay if there was a caution. My situation definitely got better after that. So, I don't know if the caution would have not come out where we would have cycled that, but I think we would have been the leader. So either way, it worked out. So, just really thankful for my team. Scott made a great call in the box. He did a great job all day. Him and David have worked extremely hard to figure out what we've been missing the last couple of races on short tracks, and we had a really good day today. So we'll carry this momentum on to Loudon now.
All right, we'll begin with questions. We'll start with Jordan up here in the front.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. What was it on the broadcast? They talked a lot about North Wilkesboro and IRP not being happy with that. What did you change from those two races to today to kind of rectify that?
As far as like just what we did as a race team on package wise, we just had a new left side tire that's been implemented since Wilkesboro, and we were kind of thrown off from there in IRP, really wondering what exactly we were missing. And the guys worked really, really hard from IRP to Richmond to figure out what we needed to be better. And I don't think we made it perfect, but we definitely have found a way to make it a lot easier to drive and a lot better for drive. So, we're going to keep on carrying this stuff all the way through short tracks. We'll have this tire for a couple more races, so we'll just keep on digging with it and making it better.
One thing I noticed was those races, North Wilkesboro and IRP, you were running other series, ARCA, then you ran the super late or the late model. Is not running those actually work for you in some respect because of the success you had today and some other times this year?
I don't really think so. We did have some issues across all five trucks had the same issues, regardless of who was driving it from IRP and Wilkesboro. So I really think I ran Hickory last week and was able to work on some things to carry on for this racetrack that's similar in some ways. I'll strap in any race car that I can get into on any given weekend and race it. It's all about adapting and realizing if you can race other than just one car. So, I just try to take that approach. As far as physically, it's probably better that I only ran one race this weekend, but I'm 23, so I'll run as many times as I can. So I can always get back up and try again. We worked on some stuff and we've made ourselves a lot better. And that's all credit to Scott and the team for the improvement we've made today.
We'll come to Tim here next, then to Barry, and then to Chris over in the corner.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Day. Just, in general, how badly did you need this day just to prep yourself for the chase as we're getting to the big time now?
Yeah, I think we were just really concerned on where we're at on our short track stuff. Like I said, comparing to Wilkesboro and IRP, we were really wondering what exactly we were missing. And, I think the team had definitely have made a lot of changes to make that happen for this weekend. They made a really good job. As soon as we unloaded in practice, I was really confident about our chances this weekend. It's all credit to them and everyone that back in Salisbury at TRD that work really hard on the sim to make our stuff better so that way we can come out and do stuff like this on any given weekend.
I know you mentioned that it was all going to work out, at least in terms of the caution, and I know there were some issues in pit road for a couple guys that put you back up in the front row, but were you maybe surprised that the 9 didn't maybe get as good of a jump as he had, because it seemed like at least he had the preferred positioning, but it just didn't pan out?
Yeah, so obviously we haven't ran in the afternoon in like 5 years. The last time we did that was 2021. I didn't run it, but that's what I watched at least. And a lot of the restarts were won on the bottom, and that's why I ended up choosing the bottom every time I was the leader. For some reason on that start, I don't know if Grant spun him really hard, but I felt like my launch wasn't as good as I was on the bottom being in second. But yeah, we were able to, my goal was to at least stay even with him through one and two, and I felt like I could fend him off and really cut his entry off and not, you know, put him out in the apron or anything. But yeah, just made a good move there, get a good restart. That's been one of my weaknesses this year is restarts, especially on the front row. So definitely a good improvement today. I was really locked in today more than I have a lot of other weeks, so I think that helped out a lot too. But yeah, just I think it was a matter of situation. And yeah, just thankful that we were not trapped a lap down and we got to race it out at the end.
Go ahead, Barry.
Barry Richmond, WAKG, Piedmont Broadcasting. You know, when I look at the schedule for the Truck Series compared to the Cup Series, Cup Series maybe has two off weekends a year, but you all sometimes will have those breaks of multiple weeks. How much does that work for you or against you with that much time off?
Yeah, I think it more helps us, honestly, on the truck side for my guys back at the shop to get stuff together and get weeks ahead. That really helps them be more prepared to where they don't have to work 10, 12 hours a day to get stuff together. We don't have, like, Cup has road crew and shop crew, so that makes a lot of difference as well. Truck Series don't have that, their shop and road crew. So if they can get stuff done, because we usually are having to leave on a Thursday to show up to the racetrack, and they're only really putting in a good, you know, 3 days a week to get the stuff ready. And it helps them out a lot, helps out the fab shop and everyone back at home to prepare, and also gives us more sim time to work on our stuff to make it better. And yeah, I think it only helps us. As far as me driving, I find any weekend that I can go and run a race car and just to stay mentally focused, locked into it. And like I said, I was telling Jordan, anytime you can strap in a race car and go race it. And, you know, most guys don't want to do that. They take time off. But like I said, I'm 23. I'm trying to live the most life to the fullest. So I'll take any weekend I can get to strap in a car. But, yeah, to answer your question, definitely helps out the team more than it does me, for sure.
Go to Chris over here in the far corner.
Chris Powell, Couch Coach Live. Caden, congratulations on the win today. Talk about just the adjustment as well as yourself and the team as far as having the race yesterday and being postponed and now shifting over to today. Just how was the adjustment from preparing for last night to now current day at noon today?
Honestly, it really wasn't too difficult because we were on a clean racetrack yesterday for practice. So as far as firing off for the race, we kind of had I had an understanding on where to be at with tire prep and how to get ready and how to approach the racetrack. Tendency in the daytime lays down more rubber, so I was not shocked to see that whatsoever. I noticed SVG was running like the third groove, and I can promise you I don't think I've seen a truck guy run the third groove here in a long time. So yeah, definitely moved around a lot today, mostly from the rubber standpoint, so that was good to see. But yeah, as far as setup-wise, adjustment-wise, we didn't really do much from where we practiced or where we started today. So yeah, I think, like I said, we had a really good practice. We kind of know where to be at and to fire off, and this place kind of goes through a night transition too. So if only anything, I think that helped everybody today to go off of practice and to know where to be at.
We're going to bounce around the room a bit. We're going to go to Steve, and then we're going to go to Reed.
Hey, Caden. Steve Post, Motor Racing Network. Question, kind of a two-parter. Can you give us a preview? I know we're Richmond in mind, but a preview of New Hampshire and just the importance of keeping the foot on the gas and running in New Hampshire. And then can you also give us kind of what you guys are looking forward to in the chase and looking further out a little bit as well?
Yeah, for sure. I think for Loudon's standpoint, as far as, like I said, we use this tire going to Loudon too, so we made some really good adjustments and improvements for this weekend. So yeah, we got definitely a lot of momentum. We were wondering if we were going to have the same issues today as far as what we struggled with the last 2 weeks. So having a good day today kind of just erased that out of our mind the last two races, knowing that we fixed. So yeah, I think for Loudon, I ran okay at Loudon last year. There's still some things I needed to learn, but I can promise you I've never felt more prepared to go to a racetrack in my life, having Scott as my crew chief and Trevor and Blake coaching me and getting me up to speed and being on par. And I feel like I've felt that across the board this year outside of trucks too. So yeah, really looking forward to Loudon. Hopefully the preview, I'm thinking about the Lobster right now, but you know, we gotta get to it there at some point. But yeah, I think for as far as the chase, We have quite a few short tracks. We got Bristol, Phoenix, Martinsville. Those are big racetracks. I love pretty much our entire schedule of the chase. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I think today gives us a lot of confidence on what to approach with for Loudon next week. And like I said, momentum is everything. And I felt like I've given up quite a few races this year as far as winning. So we'll just try to put that behind us and focus forward and just win after this now.
Go to Reed next, then we'll go to Zach.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire Service. You had a good run at Rockingham. It's not going to be on the schedule next year. So Easter weekend, would you rather have that off, or would you rather NASCAR found another place to race?
Well, I guess we'll find out next week again. I don't know. Like, I definitely enjoyed Rockingham. It's definitely a shame that we couldn't go back. But I know NASCAR doesn't own that. So, yeah, just a bad situation from everybody. But, yeah, Rockingham put on an amazing race this year. I thought to be able to move in the second and third groove is something we weren't able to do the first time we went. But, yeah, I mean, I'm all game for anything they want. So I'm going to show up regardless.
Go to Zach, then right across from him, and then Jack right here.
Zach Attan's ready, kickingthetires.net. You mentioned you were more locked in for this weekend. This was by far the most laps you've ever led. Can you explain that a little bit? And really, how much fulfillment do you get to go out there and just lay it down and win it in this fashion?
Yeah, it's really awesome. I definitely never have led as much laps as I have today, so that was really good. I don't know. I just I showed up today, and I really just I was just wanting to. I was pretty determined. I think after the last 2 weeks and going to practice this weekend, I was really, really confident about what we had as far as a race truck, and I just didn't want to give that up. I feel like I've failed a lot of times this year for my race team as far as winning, and I didn't want to have that as an option today.
Jordan Bonner on ESPN Richmond. Corey Heim dominated this race in that same truck last year. I know you talked about sort of the struggles that your team has had at short tracks over the last few weeks. Did your team ever see that this date coming up and maybe circle it, knowing the success they had? And then did you see anything out of the team, or where did the team nail it in terms of setup and that sort of thing, getting you ready for today?
Yeah, I think as far as, like, the best way I can explain it is there's been quite a bit of rule changes from last year as far as bodies, ride heights, and all that type of things. And, you know, it's year by year with this stuff. You know, like I said, they ran really well at Wilkesboro. They were decent at IRP last year, but then we went there and we're wondering what in the world was wrong with our stuff. And, it was across the board as an organization we were lacking at. So, like I said, this stuff is week by week. You know, things change quite a bit often from year to year. So, yeah, it's really good that we got our stuff back where we're really happy with it. Made quite a few changes for this weekend, and thankfully it paid off for him.
Could a Jack next, then right next to him was Zach.
Jack Gill, Lead Lap Racing. Caden, this is your first oval win in the truck series, so congrats, but you're not a stranger to winning on these short tracks, and you dominated the Cars Tour over the summer. You got the ARCA win and IRP. What's allowed you to be so dominant this summer?
I don't really know. Other than really just, I've never felt more prepared weeks leading into a race. As far as the late model stuff, I really have no excuse not to run good in that stuff. As far as, you know, my experience, and I've been running it for quite a few years since 2021. And, you know, I am learning something new every time I go, but I do expect to run up front in those races. And just, I'm trying to pretty much do the same thing on this. I feel like I've not led laps, and I've always been in the hunt of it, of being top three, just needed to figure out how to jump that hump and figure out what to do to start leading these races like we did today. So yeah, it's just really happy from a race team, Scott and them. They were really wondering what in the world was wrong with their stuff, and they've made it a lot better. They made a lot of changes. The guys, I give all the credit to them for the truck we had today.
On a similar note, where does this put the 11 team's confidence to challenge the 34 as the championship favorite?
You know, I think as far as short track stuff, we've made our stuff a lot better. I think we're going to Loudon with a lot more confidence now on knowing what our issues were. So, yeah, I think we got a lot of confidence going to the next week, and obviously in the chase. I don't think there's one racetrack on that schedule. I mean, besides Talladega, that's always a toss-up, right? But as far as all the other racetracks, we are very confident that we can go compete for this championship and do days like we did today on a weekly basis.
Thank you.
Zach right here, and then come to the right front stretch.
That was kind of my question. You know, you and the 34 on stat-wise, the only thing that's different is he's got three more wins than you. Is it, you said how you just feel like you haven't executed in some of those parts where you had opportunities to win. Do you just feel like that's the difference between you and the 34?
Yeah. I feel like Nashville is one of them where he had a mechanical issue. I remember he was running like 12th or something, and then I was running third, and I was good on fuel, and then the alternator died. So, yeah, we lost quite a few points from that. That was like a 50-point loss, and then you know, these extra wins are 15 points, right? They're quite a bit. And taking myself out at San Diego, I feel like just San Diego and having a mechanical issue at Nashville has really put me far behind in this situation to have the chance to go fight for the one seed next week. But we're just gonna focus on ourselves. We'll be okay. We fought through a lot of stuff this year, as far as not really adversity, but just me just learning how to win races is something I'm really just haven't been used to. So yeah, it's been really good. It's good to have days like these to know that I can do stuff like this, and just need to just capitalize on a week to week basis.
We'll wrap over here with Michael.
Michael Massey, front stretch. Caden, two other times this year, you were on the short end of the stick and racing Corey Heim for the win. Is this win any sweeter, given that that's the guy that finished second today?
I just want to point out, me and Corey have a good relationship. We race each other hard, but we also have a lot of respect. And also, he has taught me quite a few lessons I need to learn this year to learn how to win. And he's one of the best to drive a truck. I hope everyone understands how really good he is. So he's really good. And we've raced outside here. We ran each other last week at Hickory. We had a good time talking about that. We were really just racing between each other. We ran each other at Wilkesboro and late model stuff, and he's just an amazing asset to our Tricone organization. He, no matter if he was in the one, the five, he's went to Victory Lane in both of them, and I'm just trying to teach, get lessons from him and see what he thinks on these type of racetracks, and what I can apply what he was so good at last year and years before that. So it's a great 1-2 finish for our company, Toyota Racing. This is Toyota's home track. Just really good that we got to finish it out there.
Lied, we'll take one final one from Holly right here.
Congratulations, Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. I just wanted to ask you if you were surprised, or you felt good to see how calm the racing was. There was nothing crazy that went down, and is this kind of a good sign for things to come this week and next week in that very important race in New Hampshire?
Yeah, for sure. Last time we had ran in front of it's a Saturday, but we had ran in front of a Cup Series crowd the day before at Charlotte, and it was really not a good race for us as a series. But I think Richmond always usually produces green flag racing, mostly because of how bad tire wear is. Really hard to hang on at this racetrack. I think it was a good race. I'm not really sure what happened to the caution. I hate that happened forever it was. But thankfully that we had a good race. Didn't have a lot of carnage on restarts and whenever it was time, especially that 30 to go mark on that last run. So glad we all kept it together and put on a good race for the fans. And fortunately it was a sign off for us. We won't come back here next year, but hopefully we'll return soon.
All right, Caden. Well, congrats on the win today, and appreciate it coming in.
Thanks, guys.